launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, we give ours our website away, so enjoy it and all of its features there at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll talk more about the kind of shady business, or maybe very shady business, of door-to-door magazine sales, or whatever door-to-door sales. Some are shadier than others.
And I think I'm a fan of door-to-door sales in particular areas. I think that there's certain businesses that door-to-door sales is a great idea for.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But let's go to your phone calls first here and talk to Carl listening in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Carl in Montreal, he's gone. All right then, 1-800-259-9231. So I was telling a story at the end of the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, about a girl that showed up at the office today, and she had a very strange pitch about how she was out on some working a contest, and if she won, I asked her what she win if she wins the contest, a trip to Italy for 2 weeks. And she's probably, I would say, mid-20s, I would guess. Not a bad-looking young lady who was attempting to sell me magazines. She was saying that she was trying to overcome her ADHD. She was practicing public speaking, trying to make good eye contact and all that. And the girl was making very good eye contact, no doubt about it. I'm not interested in buying magazines, so she tried to push me just to buy some sort of charity option. As well, the suggestion was that this was to benefit some kind of charity, though it was never named. And I did not ask because I wasn't planning on buying anything. But, you know, it just kind of made me curious. I was curious enough about what was going on, but not so much to really pepper her with a bunch of questions. I had work to do, so I wanted to get back to it. But, Mark, you had a story that was, I guess, from your life where you were pitched by one of these folks.
Well, it happened probably 5 years ago while I was living in Sarasota, Florida. And some gal came to the door, and it was cool outside. You know, I mean, I understand that Florida, it's not cold compared to, to New Hampshire, but, there's jacket weather there, and it was one of those days. It was
right.
Jacket weather, and she tried her pitch, and it wasn't very good, and I wasn't buying. No way. And, however, she was there in very short sleeves, like no sleeves.
Yeah.
And she looked cold. She was cold. She was standing there, like, holding herself, and she was cold. And I'm like, what's going on with you? Why are you doing this? You know, and she just, I didn't bring my jacket today. I forgot it. So I went into my bedroom and I grabbed one of my jackets and I gave it to her and, sent her on her way. Of course, she tried to sell me a magazine again. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to buy any magazines. I don't want any magazines. But here's a jacket. Try to stay warm and sent her off on her way.
So that was it.
Yeah, that's it.
So she got a free jacket out of the deal.
Okay.
It's very strange. It's very strange.
Clothing's all, I mean, there's a lot of clothing in the world.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, it's fine. And I think it was a very nice thing for you to do, Mark.
I think that jacket may have come to me free, too, if I remember the right jacket.
I think it was a very nice thing for you to do, especially considering some of the circumstances these young people could be in. In fact, you pulled up a story on the Internet. What's the source on this, Mark?
I'm not going to claim. I'm not making any claims on this source. It was, directed to me by a listener, one that I respect, but, I'm sure he won't make any claims on it either. It's called AssociatedContent.com, and it's an article written by Jamie K. Wilson. And
someone who claims to have had some experience at this, yes?
Yeah, I think she interviewed somebody. I've read excerpts from it. I haven't read the whole thing. I only had, it's not a short article, and it was only the break there. But anyway, it was written in 2007. And it.
The girl that, based on what I know about some of these people and their business, that girl that came to your house with no coat on. Maybe she really had – here's my speculation. Tell me what you think. Maybe she really had a coat in the van, and the point of not having a coat was to get invited inside by people so she'd be able to, better pitch them or, as is revealed in the article, maybe steal stuff from them. So maybe it was kind of a ploy, if you will. Or maybe she had some sort of an abusive manager, which is also mentioned in this article, who was punishing her by making her go out. Maybe she didn't make her sales quota the week before, the day before, and so she was being punished by having to go out without a coat on.
Mine didn't sound nearly as good of a salesperson as yours did. You're building yours up to have been a great salesperson. Mine was not. this gal.
Yeah.
So it may have happened in your neighborhood. The doorbell rings at the door. A clean-cut young adult smiles at you, brochures in hand. Hey, listen, I'm trying to win points towards a scholarship. This is what her pitch was. It was mm-hmm. school
points. Yeah, there was points. There was some sort of point system this girl mentioned today, and it was confusing to me, but I didn't care because I knew I wasn't right. going to order whatever it was.
There are 0 points behind this door, lady. Yeah. You know, that's kind of the way I felt about it, too.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping you can help me out. He extends his hand and shakes yours. You extend your housework-stained hand to him. Great. My name's Jim. Your neighbor, Julie, just told me.
She shook my hand as well. Yeah.
I don't remember that happening. My neighbor Julie
is 5 years old. Mine happened this afternoon.
Your neighbor Julie told me you might be interested in taking a look at this. And he gives a brochure and into the hand, and you don't quite jerk back fast enough. What just happened? Most people assume the following. The kid's from around here. If you ask, he might cite the local high school or community college. False. The kid's really looking for ways to raise money for college. False. You're pretty safe in this situation. False. The kid at your doorstep is a predator. True. There is no way this predatorial, embryonic sales creep is a victim. Very, very false. The truth about door-to-door magazine sales is that typically the young person engaging this activity is often even younger than he or she appears, but most are at least 18. They've been recruited by no experience necessary high-paying sales classified advertisements, usually in lower-income neighborhoods or mid-sized cities. The sales manager gets them in, reels them in with a sales spiel, and convinces them that, no, there are no positions left here in your hometown, but if you'll join us, we're driving over to Dayton, always a town hundreds of miles away, and you can work with us there for a while before coming back here. After a hard sell pitch, enthusiastic encouragement by the other young salespeople, and a pack of lies about the great future there is for kids who go through this process, the young person, almost always naive and inexperienced, joins the van crew. He or she is in for a big surprise.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, some of the stories that they're going to tell you here about life in this, you know, doing this, crazy.
It is. And as I said, we've talked about this in the past. Probably been a few years since we last discussed this.
I don't remember having this conversation, so it may have been
maybe
a nice
when you, maybe it was when we were back as a local show and you weren't on for a few months.
Could be. Every sales member has to pay for food, lodging, sometimes even the van travel. They start out in the hole. The manager, the sales manager gives them about $20 a day to buy cigarettes and other incidental items. Notice the cigarettes. If the new salesperson doesn't have clothes up to the clean cut standards of the crew, he has to go shopping. Another debt he or she incurs. And if he did somehow manage to make money from his percentage in the magazine sales, his wages are withheld on the books until the manager decides the sales tour is over.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, so they don't even, you know, they don't make paychecks. They just get it at the end, supposedly.
If they're still there, right?
Right. I mean, how many people want to run away from
there? Yeah, right. You're right. When you hear more about this, you'll understand why people would run away.
It was often worse than just owing your so to the company store. Many times there are beatings administered to the kid who sold the least, the kid who mouthed off, the kid who cried because he was homesick. Drugs were a common part of life in the evenings. Girls would trade sex to the manager for favors, miss your sales quota, and you might be forced to fight another guy who missed his. Things get worse before they get better. The sales manager never gets a permit to sell door-to-door in the state after state, so you find yourself wanted, a warrant out for selling without a license, or for trespassing, or for drugs. Some members of your sales crew start ripping off customers, slipping small valuables into their pockets, asking to use the bathroom and raiding the cabinet for drugs, even breaking into houses that seemed abandoned.
I believe it.
Most ex-members tell of even worse stories, of covered-up murders.
Because a lot of the people that are going into this are desperate for cash because they're probably already addicted to certain substances. That's certainly probably one of the motivating factors for some of them joining up with one of these van crews. They see it as an easy way to make cash.
Yeah,
so
you've got to be in pretty desperate circumstances to want to get into the van crew thing anyway. Or you've been hard-sold, one of the two, or both.
Let's come back with more of the story here at 800-259-9231. Have you been involved in something like this? Do you know somebody who has? Can you tell your story? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I've never read this. Maybe there are stories out there about the Christian van magazine sales crew that's just all happy-go-lucky, but I've never heard that story.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to be kept in the loop as to the what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can just go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the list. You can get on our email list, you can follow us on Twitter, you can like us on Facebook. You can do it all through news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for whatever works best for you. That's news.freetalklive.com. Coming up, I believe somebody is on the line who's actually
been working in the past at one of these magazine, door-to-door, shifty magazine sales organizations. So hopefully he'll hang on and we'll talk to him in just a moment.
Yeah, some of those stories are frightening, and I'm very interested in hearing what he's got to say. But one of the partners of the show I want to tell you about is LCL Report at lclreport.com. And I just got an email from them, actually it's through Facebook, and I went and saw the video today, and it's great, and I want to read it to you real quick. It's my documentary on the history of the Appalachia folks and their Scottish and Irish roots lead to their anti-authority spirit, and how some simple hill folk from the southern mountains have been living free for over 200 years without letting the government tell them how to live. We also examine the defiant history of moonshine bootleggers and legendary marijuana growers of the hills. And you can go see this video, and it's a great one by Taryn Lupo, lclreport.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. I want to pick up the story here in a moment, Mark, that you're sharing from online about these door-to-door magazine salespeople and their lifestyle, what the business is like and how dangerous and shifty and violent and just overall awful it is. We'll get back
and
to
hidden
it.
From the average American's view.
Yeah, people don't know this, and I had an encounter with one of them today, and I don't know if she's involved in one of these abusive organizations, but all I've ever heard about these organizations is that they're abusive and shady. So maybe there are some real cut and clean groups of folks that are going around selling magazines that aren't cokeheads and abusing each other and fighting and selling themselves for sex and doing all kinds of just untoward things behind the scenes that you wouldn't know just by looking at them when they're selling you the magazine. Let's go to Kurt, though, in North Carolina. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yeah, I was hired. I was 20 years old. I was looking for work and desperate. And they offered decent pay to travel. I thought it sounded like a good deal. But although I didn't see the abuse, it certainly was not a very clean situation. I spent one night out in the hotel and listened to their advertising spiel and suggestions on how to convince people to buy the magazines. And I said that morning, the next morning, I'm out of here. Just send me back. I have no interest. And
really?
They were
a
bit surprised.
What was it about this feel? I mean, so you really didn't get in too deep.
No, I didn't.
What did you see and what warned you off?
Yeah, why was it such a turnoff?
The turnoff was the suggestion of lying. They never actually said lie to up your sales, but mm-hmm. they said things like, although the initials on the book will say ACA, you can suggest that it might be American Cancer Association or something like that, as opposed to cash awards, which apparently the girl who was selling you the magazines yesterday was admitting she's doing it for a trip to the Bahamas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they suggested you might want to not tell them that you're doing this just for money. And then that night, the rest of the crew basically drank themselves to sleep and smoked themselves to sleep. And I said, I don't think this is something I want to do for any length of time.
Now, you said one day of sales, is that right?
Didn't even go out on a sales call. I said, This is not something I want to get involved with. But they did hide it entirely until I was in their clutches.
They hid what, lying aspect of it, you mean?
Yes, they waited until I was hired and on the bus and with them to go out on sales calls the next morning before they mentioned anything about technique. They called it technique.
Technique, yes. How far did they take you from home to do this? And first off, that's that question.
Oh, well, I was living on one side of Colorado. They took me to the other side. So from Grand Junction to Denver is about 260 miles.
260 miles, so that's consistent with the argument, with the article. And secondly, how did you get home?
They actually put me on a bus to send me back.
So they
don't even remember having to pay for it.
Paid for your, okay.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Interesting story.
Thank you for sharing that. Anything else you want to add?
Well, a while ago you were talking about regular callers. I think they add spice to the show because I haven't heard from Scott the Bigot in a long time, but I actually look forward to hearing from him because he was so interesting. And
yeah, regular
anyway,
callers are like regular callers can be like good songs that the music stations play over and over again. But on the other hand, if like you burn them out too much, then it's too much of a good thing.
No, I really appreciate you guys not letting anyone on more than once a day.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate your call tonight, and thanks for the story at 800-259-9231. So let's delve in a little further here, Mark, into the shady underbelly of this door-to-door magazine sales world.
Right. So most ex-members tell of even worse stories, covered-up murders, disappearances, of fearing for their lives every day, rape, assault. Usually the crimes are within the sales crew. Sometimes the crimes are against members in the community they are selling to.
Well, think of the kind of scummy dude you'd have to be one of the sales managers in this organization.
You know, and think they probably the organization probably doesn't pay for a hotel room for everybody, right? It's probably quite a few people piled up in
one
a room.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it would seem like, and then of course, people out of town tend to drink anyway. It's just kind of the way it is. You're not home. You got to entertain yourself somehow. And that's what they do. And I can just imagine the drinking and the tight quarters and all that stuff. Bad news.
And people you don't know.
Yeah. In any case, members of the sales crew are virtually slaves with no means to drive home, cash withheld by their managers, and in debt up to their eyeballs for expenses. In 1987, a congressional inquiry found that of 418 sales personnel in one company, 413 left the company in debt to it, while the company was reporting excellent profits. And I think that this is probably how it goes. I mean, you know, if a person decides to leave under any circumstances except, well, we're done in this community, it's time to go back home, then I bet you their paycheck's forfeit. They'll figure out reasons why you still owe them, whether it's, you know, they give you a daily allotment of money and, of course, you know, all kinds of other things. And it's tough to make money selling door to door. This person who came to your door sounded like she was really good at it.
She was pretty good. Had I been a doddering old man and, you know, maybe a little more gullible, I might have bought something from her, you know.
And
just
had
she was a nice young lady.
A little more money, you know, just expendable.
Yeah.
Those who try to escape sometimes are killed and usually beaten, not to prevent them from leaving so much as to intimidate the others. Even those who do depart, sneaking away in the dead of night, leave without any wages owed to them. They're afraid of asking for them. For most, there seems to be no way out.
Scary stuff. There's more?
Yep, yep.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It makes me regret a little bit, maybe not digging a little further, maybe not trying to ask her,
offering a way out,
yeah, more about what was really going on. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. But then again, how do you do that? It's Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free, including listening options, live streams around the clock. Our webcam is available, plus the listen lines, which allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get all the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
We're talking about the scary world of door-to-door magazine salespeople. I had one of them stop by the office today. Mark, you've had experience with these guys in the past. We had a caller earlier who thought he was going to get started in their organization, but when he first got a taste of what they were all about and how they were encouraging people or hinting to them to tell lies in order to get the sales, he was not so interested. He was sickened, and he decided to exit at that point. It's probably for the best, because there's a story we're reading on the internet you're sharing from somebody who's been involved in this stuff, who was talking about some of the awful things that they've seen, beatings and the girls that have been hired on for the company giving sexual favors to the managers in order to get favors in return, and drug use, lots of danger, stealing. It's just a kind of a very scummy atmosphere of really low-life activity going on. So there's more to her story. We'll tell that in a moment, but I want to talk to you most importantly. Have you had experience in this business? Maybe it's not magazines, maybe it's something else. But normally what you hear about is it's magazines. When they've got kids, they load them up in a van. Young people, they load them up in a van. They take them over into a different area of not from where they've gotten the kids, but they take them across the state. And then they let them go out and they hit the streets and they try to sell these magazines. But they don't get paid at the end of the week. They get paid when they leave from the van.
Or something like that.
Yeah, once the tour is over.
However long the tour lasts, I'm not wasn't really clear on.
Sales manager has to reach their quota, I guess.
Right. So basically, in the meantime, they're just kind of there, going along with the plan. And if they're not making their sales, then how are they eating? I don't know. Maybe sexual favors.
Well, they're getting food, I'm sure.
They are getting food. I assume they're getting like a stipend in there. All right. So we'll get to your story here, and let's talk to Chris listening. If you've got anything you want to share on this, maybe you've been victimized by these people. Did they sell you a magazine and you never got the magazine? I mean, what happens on the sales end, from the customer's end?
Yeah, I'm really interested in that.
Has anybody actually bought from these people?
Has anyone ever gotten a magazine from them is what I want to know. I mean, I can't imagine they do.
1-800-259-9231. Chris is listening to WAIS in Ohio. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Chris. What's on your mind?
I was calling in about the sales thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've never been involved in the magazine end of it. But I did sell the frozen food door-to-door off and on for about 7 years.
Frozen meat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, steaks, chicken, seafood, and pork. And it was probably one of my best financial times of my life.
Hmm. Made a lot of money doing it?
Oh, made tons of money, man.
Now, you actually were selling that. That's something you actually deliver the product right there, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you know at least you're getting your
you're paying too much.
I'm not going to give you – I don't know if you are or not. I mean, it depends.
You're not buying a pig in a poke at least.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You're seeing the product right there.
And now what – so what was it like for you? What's the good side? What's the dirty side?
The dirty side was I kind of felt it was illegal because the money was so easy to make at the time. Now, this has been,
the money's too darn good. This can't be legal.
Oh, yeah. In 9 months, I had to file taxes on $70,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's why I thought. I mean, and the guys that run it had funny last names, and it was just – it was really strange. But once I got into the business and did it for, you know, off and on for 7 years, it's – I mean, you know, sales is scandalous anyways. But,
it can feel that way sometimes. Yeah, I mean, I guess, was the meat bad?
Some of it was, some of it wasn't.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned,
a couple of companies where the product was trash, but there was a couple of companies that had really good reputation. There is one in Ohio that's been in business right here in Ohio for 30 years.
You can mention it if you want.
Texas Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're out of the Akron Canton area, and they've got a really good reputation. I mean, they sell a high quality product, and they stand behind it. You know, I mean, if you get a bad product, they will happily replace it for you.
So how does it work? How does it work? I mean, how do you get the job? Do you have to buy the product yourself in advance? What is it like to be the salesman for door to door meat sales?
I did the same thing, answered an ad in a newspaper. I was working construction at the time. It was a rainy day, and the ad said, "How would you like to make $1,000 a week?" And I thought, man, you know, this is in 1994. I thought, who wouldn't want to make $1,000 a week?
Mm-hmm.
So I go in for the interview, and I'm in an office, and you hear a bunch of laughing and giggling in the room behind us. And this young kid's giving me this pitch, well, you know, have you ever been into any sales or anything? And I hadn't. And I said, nah, I'm really not interested. Anyways, long story short, he offered me money to go out and ride with this kid. And I went out and watched this kid in about 3 hours' time put $600 in his pocket.
Mm.
Damn.
And I mean, that was his money.
Now, you're commissioned, right, obviously?
Yeah, straight commission. Now, when I started, what they did was you turned in X amount. I was paying $160 for a case of product, and I made $15 off of each case I sold.
So did you have to buy the product? I mean, Okay, so essentially you essentially paid a certain amount for the product, and then you sold it for something more than that, but you didn't have to buy anything that you didn't sell, right?
Right, yeah. They give me product up front. We paid for our, you know, the gas we used in the vehicle, and that's it.
And so what's the pitch when somebody opens the door? Is it that I've got this extra meat, I need to offload it? What's
we just
pitch?
Killed a cow out here.
Well, there's a bunch of different lines. I was, you know, I consider myself a pretty honest person. And I would give a pretty honest pitch. I told him, hey, look, I run a home delivery service for a company called Texas Pride. What I do is I deliver a restaurant-quality product to your door for a wholesale price. Have you got them? And I can show you what I do.
You know, I had a guy come do this meat thing, and I just noticed he was very animated, which kind of, you know, freaked me out just a little bit. Like, he's kind of jumping up like a monkey in front of the door, and then just a little weird. But other than that, these guys deliver their food. You know, they got a nice-looking truck. Everything seemed cool to me.
Yeah. I mean, and you can really get a good deal from them, fellas. I mean, now, I probably shouldn't say any prices or anything, but you should be able to get steaks for, like, you know, $3 or $4 a piece.
Is that a good price? I don't buy steaks.
It depends on the type of steak. Are we talking about sirloin here, or are we talking about Delmonico's?
They have Delmonico. Most of them have a Delmonico ribeye or just a sirloin ribeye. New York strip. Actually, they call them sirloin strips. Most of them will have a filet of some kind in there.
I remember when I came across one of these guys in down in Florida, the door-to-door meat sales, and as I recall, it was kind of that, I've got this extra meat sort of pitch, and I'm looking to sell it cheap.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the more standard scummy pitches. Like, oh, I've got this extra meat.
That's a low-life pitch, man. I mean, you know, you're looking for people that's looking to get something cheap.
Looking to move something and move on. So you would actually have repeat customers with your organization.
Oh, yeah, several.
Okay,
several.
That's different.
That's what that's what I would be looking for. I'm fine with somebody delivering, meat to the house. I'm fine with not having to pay for bricks and mortar. The idea, I don't want extra meat. I don't want overstock meat. When it comes to meat, I want no words that might be have some kind of negative connotation attached to the meat.
Amen.
You know? And then when you start to look at the actual, if you get the product guide for some of the more low life ones, and you look at the actual product. Turns out that some of them are selling like chicken that's got what they call the rib meat in it, which, as I understand it, is just the cheapest of the cheap meat, basically.
Oh, why would you eat a chicken patty? I mean, that's for prisoners.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to talk about tonight, Chris?
No, that's basically it. I just want to tell you that, you know, there is an upside to it. I mean, they sent me, I've seen California, Oregon, Washington, all on their dime.
All right. Are you still with them at all? You still doing that?
Well, I still have contacts. I mean, there's probably at least three people that I could call and say, hey, you know, sure, we'd like to work in Florida for the winter. And they say, well, you know, we'll have you a plane ticket ready to come, you know.
Man.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, it's really wonderful. I mean, you have to get in right with the right people.
Thanks.
Well, I actually know the guy that...
We're short on time, man, but thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and I thank you for the story. 800-259-9231. You can tell your story about door-to-door sales. Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies? Yes. free for a very limited time. Here's Herb K.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there. The money is reinvested into the show. That $3 comes in. PayPal takes a little bit, but or the credit card processor takes a little. But the rest of it comes to us, and then we take that, combine it together, take your $3, combine it together with other people's $3, and we do things with it, like reaching out to new radio stations. I just got a brand new station signed an agreement with us for our Saturday show today. Hopefully we'll be able to announce them within the next week or two. It's a good FM station in a nice size market.
Good size market. FM signal.
Yep. So that's cool, and it's the Free Talk Live AMP program that makes this growth possible. It's the Free Talk Live AMP program and our amplifiers who are contributing $3 a month that make it possible for us to be on 77 radio stations with a message of real
78,
almost message of real liberty.
Sulphur Bluff didn't go anywhere.
Okay, that's true. Well, anyway, so a lot of radio stations and internet listeners, we can reach out to them. We're doing Google AdWords and things like that. So it's all made possible by listeners like you. amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, forum, the podcast, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up. PayPal, major credit cards, etc. amp.freetalklive.com.
It's a sad fact that the average American doesn't know anything about the judicial system, or certainly doesn't know how to do pleadings or to understand the court's power, get evidence from opponents, motions, hearings, objections. Everything they've got from television. If you want to know the real story on how to use the American judicial system, go to jurisdictionary.com. It explains how to use the rules step by step, how to get evidence, how to move the court, how to set hearings, all these very important things, and it does it in a way that the average eighth grader can grasp it in less than 24 hours. It's a five-hour video seminar plus some audio classrooms and some in-depth tutorials. It's a great program. I'm taking it, and it's at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we started out talking about the door-to-door magazine salespeople and how shifty that industry tends to be. There's more to that, but we've gotten some great calls here, and of course the show is about your calls and what it is you want to share. And so the general topic, of course, is sales, door-to-door sales specifically. Is it shifty? And we just had a guy talking about the meat vending sales, door-to-door meat sales, and some of it, he says, is really bad. Some of it, he says, is actually legitimate.
So there sounds like there's a range out there. I've never heard of a legitimate magazine sales organization. It's always the context I've always ever heard of the magazine sales is they bring kids in, they abuse them, they treat them like crap, and then they throw them away at the very end, and they're lucky to walk away with a few bucks in their pocket. So if you want to share your story, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. What did you sell? Or did you get taken? Have you ever actually bought what you thought was going to be a magazine from these magazine salespeople or fill-in-the-blank salespeople, and they didn't deliver on what they promised? Or what they did deliver wasn't what they promised? 1-800-259-9231. What's your story? Let's talk to Eddie, listening in Virginia, on our studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Hey, no, thank you for being here. Cam, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com. What's on your mind tonight, Eddie?
Well, first off, I did get conned by one of those cute little girls selling magazines, and I never did see them.
Oh,
so
really?
Yeah.
So they never sent you the magazine. What did you pay? What did you think you were subscribing to?
It was like $20, and they give you a choice, and I picked like some hunting and fishing magazines and, you know, never saw them.
Wow.
But,
you gave them cash, right? I would really be afraid to give these people a check, too. I hope you didn't pay with a check.
No, I gave them cash. But I called because, you know, in the early 90s, I was a starving musician, and I was taking jobs here and there. And I started working for some guys that were out of Florida. This is when I lived in Houston. And they had a scam going, selling speakers out of a van. They had about three or four vans. And in the morning, we would show up in this office building, and we would practice the scenario of what we would say to the people out on the street. And what we would do is we would say that we were technicians, and we installed speakers in music studios and titty bars. And what we practice in the morning before we went out, we would practice getting all pumped up and excited, and we would pull up real quick, you know, during the day, we'd pull up real quick next to a car and act all excited and just say, hey, look, we got loaded down with too many speakers, man. These are $1,000 speakers. And we'll sell them to you for $600. Or whatever we could get, and these guys, and we made money, the managers definitely, I mean, they made thousands a day. Easy.
So you were pulling up next to people in cars and selling speakers to them?
Yeah, we would pull up next to them real quick, or pull up next as they're coming out of their house, out of their office building. We'd pull up real quick, and we would just have the scenario where one of us would act like we were really excited about these speakers and that we're gonna sell them. And the other guy would act, you know, would kind of be like the bad cop and be like, man, this guy's not gonna buy these speakers. Let's go find somebody who really wants.
Emergency. Yeah. Wow.
Now, were the speakers.
And they were junk. They were junk
speakers. Were the speakers, like just a speaker, or was it in a cardboard box?
It was an actual speaker, and they had tweeters on them, and we would, they're liquid cool, and they looked really, really nice, but they were junk.
So it was like cheap China speakers that the company paid next to nothing for and was selling for hundreds of dollars?
Exactly.
Did you try to pass them off as any kind of name brand? Would somebody be impressed?
No, it was like, it was some kind of fake name, and it was like, you know, we would play that off as, you know, they're so high end that, the best don't have to advertise. You never heard of it.
You're right about that. The best speakers don't have to advertise.
Yeah.
And the average person doesn't know what the best names and speakers are.
But on the other hand, the best speakers aren't being sold by guys out the back of a truck.
Well, maybe. I mean, if you happen to run across a couple of guys that do have some extra of the best speakers, I suppose that could happen.
Now, who did you decide?
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Well, these guys, the managers, I mean, they were ruthless. At one point, I saw my two managers that they were going around showing us. They had got out of the van at one point, and this poor man, they had got him to actually pull his wallet out, and they were, the managers, the two guys that were training us, they were actually reaching into the guy's wallet and pulling money out of his wallet, and
Jeez.
The guy was just like, he was just blown away. Yeah, he was just stupefied
by
it.
How did you decide, Eddie, who to target? I mean, would you pull up next to, like, the car club boys and the...
Well, the manager is the manager. One of the managers spoke Spanish, and he took advantage of so many Spanish people. That's where he made most of his money.
So would you say it was like the males, the young males who would typically be into car audio and that kind of thing would be your targets?
Yes, and then, but even women, businessmen, I mean, everybody was a target to them.
So just somebody, just a car that, oh, look, we can pull up next to them.
Yeah, anybody that looks like they had money, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Anything else you want to share from your experience?
Listen, guys, well, not from that experience. I just wanted to thank you both. I thought that I understood liberty until I started listening to you guys. A friend of mine, White Marriott, he's a free stater up there. He's already moved.
Yep.
And I've signed on. I'm a friend, and I've made the commitment to move up there in 5 years. I'm going to go to the Porch Fest, and I look forward to meeting you guys. And I just wanted to thank you. For just, you know, when I lived in Houston, I used to be the guy that would go to day labor sites and I would pick fights with the Hispanics. I would do everything I could to keep them from work. I didn't know what free market was. I didn't understand that even human beings coming here to work is free market. And I never understood that, you know, the fact that who was government to tell me that I can't prosper from the fruits of my labor? You know, because I'm on one side of an imaginary line, and that's who I was. I was that guy that was out there screaming.
How did that change for you?
Well, I'm telling you, I've listened to you guys for months about this, and I've listened to your arguments and your debates, and I've listened to you debate with the Republicans and conservatives, especially on Saturday nights are great. and I was one of those people. And I just listened to you guys. And you know, and at first it was like, yeah, I like you guys, but, you know, I don't agree with everything. But as, you know, but through the months of listening to you and your arguments and you debating, you've just made me realize that how can I believe in liberty for myself if I don't believe in it for everyone else?
Wow, that is so beautiful. I have more questions for you about your experience. Do you want to hang through the news?
Right on, yeah.
All right, great. I want to find more about what happened with Eddie's transition.
I'd like to say we thought we understood liberty, too, when we started doing this show, but it was our listeners that have educated us on it.
Absolutely. There's more coming up. Hour 3 on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.